This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where, despite the perceptions of people trying to market Bud's Light beer, despite people attempting to advance a controversial and up-to-date political agenda, there are some basic facts about human nature and about divisions between men and women that won't be erased, that will not disappear. Colin Wright writes in the Wall Street Journal that in reality, the existence of borderline cases no more raises questions about everyone else's sex than the existence of dawn and dusk casts doubt on day and night. For the vast majority of people, their sex is obvious, and our society is not experiencing a sudden dramatic surge in people born with ambiguous genitalia. Okay, so if there isn't this sudden upsurge, Colin Wright, and Colin Wright is an evolutionary biologist, he's an academic advisor for the Society for the Evidence-Based Gender Medicine, and he is the author of this piece in the Wall Street Journal. If there isn't a sudden upsurge in ambiguous genitalia for people, what is going on? Why are we so consumed with this issue?
What is going on indeed? Yeah, that's what I've been asking myself for the last 5 years almost on this topic. And, you know, what appears to be happening is you have people who are really conflating two different things. They're conflating the sex someone happens to be, which is rooted in the types of gonads you have, which produce either sperm or ova, and they're confusing that with sort of sex roles and variations of masculinity and femininity, and they're asking to replace biology with these sort of sex gender roles instead, and it's really causing a lot of havoc because, you know, we're a species that have evolved these big sex differences between males and females, and that matters in certain contexts in society, and if we just jettison that entire thing, then a lot of stuff can go wrong.
You make the point in your piece, which I recommend that everybody not only read, but recommend to other people, because it clarifies so many things. I think one of the most important points you make is that there is a very real difference between what we call transgender and what we call intersex. Intersex is exceedingly rare, is it not?
Yeah, it's only about one out of every 5,500 people who are born with a condition that sort of results in ambiguous-looking genitalia. Now, those individuals can largely, upon just a little bit more investigation, be classified as either male or female, but intersex really talks about just the appearance of sexual ambiguity at birth.
And that's far less common than people who have developed this fixation, despite the fact that they may have perfectly normal genitalia, that they have developed this fixation that they may be a different gender.
Exactly, yeah. I make a point in my piece because there's this tactic that you see among a lot of these activists. Well, let's say if we're talking about should male athletes who identify as women be allowed in female sports, they will tend to point to intersex conditions and prominent intersex athletes like Caster Semenya, who is not trans, who has an intersex condition. And they'll try to argue that, you know, if we have difficult deciding whether or not Caster Semenya should be able to compete as women, then we have to throw up our hands and be confused about whether, you know, athletes who are unambiguously male, like the swimmer Leah Thomas, whether they should be playing against females too. Now, my point is that these are completely different questions, you know, looking at borderline cases of ambiguous sex and then cases like Leah Thomas where the sex is not in question whatsoever. So we need to, you know, just detach these two separate issues, deal them one at a one, and don't let them pretend that arguing for the, you know, inclusion of Caster Semenya is to simultaneously argue for the, you know, inclusion of Leah Thomas into sports.
I was listening to National Public Radio today, and they were very concerned about the fact that there were some of the states that have passed laws against so-called gender confirmation surgery or gender-affirming care, as they talk about, that they make an exception for situations in which they are intersex. And that making an exception, allowing people who are intersex to have gender-affirming care when they're very young, the idea that that is somehow hypocritical because they will not allow people to have gender, quote, affirming care even when there is no ambiguity. Do you have a sense of that distinction between intersex and transgender is worth defending?
Yeah, so with intersex, so that there has been a practice of, you know, if a child, an infant is born and they have ambiguous genitalia, often they know what conditions they have. And at least historically, it's not done quite so much anymore. The families will consult the doctors and they'll, you know, make certain changes, modifications, in order to make the genitalia appear more typical of the sex that they are. There's a lot of controversy over that. I happen to think you should probably wait, you know, to do any cosmetic surgeries on infants. Maybe some instances that should be allowed if it's, you know, obstructing function, because sometimes they'll have difficulty urination if they have some of these conditions. But this is completely different than taking the perfectly healthy genitalia of a newborn infant or, you know, a child who happens to be trans, you know, who is 9, 10, 11, 12, and giving them sex change surgery. You know, these are, again, these need to be separated completely. There's one thing to be talking about, you know, something that is a genetic abnormality, that is a condition, and then they're surgically altering completely healthy, normal functioning tissue. So these need to be separated out and treated separately.
Okay, what? How do you answer back this tidal wave of propaganda? The whole term of gender affirming surgery or gender care. What is the best way to respond to this tendency to try to restructure our whole view of sex differences?
Yeah, I try to push back by saying that all the justifications for these types of surgeries are rooted not just in pseudoscience, really, about what it means to be male or female, but just a complete radical ideology that says that being a boy or a girl or a man or a woman isn't defined by the type of sex that you are, whether you're male or female, but they've sort of taken this sexist attitude in saying that, you know, your degree of masculinity or femininity, the social roles and stereotypes that you conform to, those are what determine whether you're a man or a woman or a boy or a girl. And this is just a radical departure from what a lot of feminists have been fighting for, trying to, you know, shed off these rigid stereotypes of what it means to be men or women. And now we have modern gender ideology coming around and just fusing these things back together, which should be resisted. You know, it's also rooted in this idea that you can be born in the wrong body, that you can have the wrong sex brain in your body, which is just completely pseudoscience and against everything we know about human developmental biology. So anywhere you look at it, it's pseudoscience, it's radical ideology, and we need to push back at every single level.
Is it making people happier?
On the whole, absolutely not. It's making people miserable. We see this huge spike in mental health issues, especially in young girls, but also in young boys. It's at a rate unprecedented in our history, and I think a lot of this confusion about what it means to even be a boy or a girl can probably go a long way into explaining some of that misery.
Okay, well, we're going to continue for a little while longer. We have the opportunity to do so with evolutionary biologist Colin Wright, who is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, among other distinctions. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, speaking to Colin Wright, who is an evolutionary biologist and a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, who has written a powerful piece about the idea that sex is not binary. And this is not an actuality in terms of most individuals. And in fact, nearly all individuals, crafting policy to exclude males who identify as women or so-called trans women from female sports, prisons, and other female-only spaces isn't complicated. Trans women are unambiguously male, he writes, so the chances that a doctor incorrectly recorded their sex at birth are zero. Any transgender policy designed to protect female spaces need only specify that participants must have been recorded or assigned, in the current jargon, female at birth. This is a very recent development, isn't it? The idea that people talk about your sex that you were assigned at birth.
Yes, it's very recent, and this is largely because a lot of the activists in this space, they're conflating two different things. You know, at first, they had things being separate. They had sex refers to your biology, and sort of gender identity refers to the social roles and expectations that we place on individuals. But then they've combined these two terms together. So now that what they're saying, quite literally, is that when a doctor sees an infant, that they're literally assigning it a social role in society. You're basically saying this is going to be a masculine child, like the you're in The Godfather or something. But that's not what doctors are doing when they give birth or when they deliver a baby. They're just looking at their genitals and using that as a proxy for their biological sex. This is now considered oppressive by many activists who, one, claim that sex is a social construct and that we should just let kids grow up and decide for themselves what sex they are, as if that's possible.
Yeah, I know there are laws that have been passed all around the country. I know we have some here in Washington State against a course of therapy to try to alter someone's sexual orientation. That's supposed to be not permitted and not possible, to change whether you are attracted to men or to women. But you are allowed to go through the enormous physiological changes that are necessary to reorient your gender. Isn't that somehow contradictory?
Yes, I believe in a major way, too, because I think what's happening, especially when kids are being transitioned, I think this is just a type of conversion therapy by another name. You know, the traditional conversion therapy we all think about is traditionally by people on the right, evangelical Christian background, who, you know, try to implement some psychological things to change a child's mind to sort of match their body. You know, like get a boy who's attracted to males, get them attracted to females. What's happening now is you have these gender activists. They're targeting these gender nonconforming kids, these kids who would almost, you know, inevitably grow up to be homosexual adults. And what they're doing is they're trying to change their body now to match their minds. So this is just conversion therapy by another name, and it's, you know, incredibly much more invasive than any sort of psychological intervention you could ever do that we've ever seen before. They're literally changing the sex organs of these children so that they make a replica of the opposite sex. This is completely absurd in the highest degree.
And by the way, do you know that if in Medicaid or other government funded programs, do they cover what they call gender affirmation surgery?
Yes, they do. I think in most states it's covered. I know part of Obamacare, that was it had to be guaranteed to be covered under those plans. I'm working with some parents right now who are trying to sort of see what they're able to get covered under these things in order to sort of expose the system. And, you know, some of these moms have just signed up for double mastectomies and the phalloplasties, which is the creation of a fake penis out of skin from your leg. And this is just all covered by the, I think, Medi-Cal or their health insurance. And of course, these people aren't going to go through with it. They're just seeing what's potentially covered. So yeah, this is all, you know, these things can cost anywhere between, you know, $20,000 to $100,000, you know, including follow-ups for these surgeries. So, there's quite a huge financial incentive for these surgeries.
Has anyone attempted to raise some of the medical ethics issues involved?
Yes. So I'm working with a group called the Society for Evidence-Based Gender Medicine, and a lot of what we do is go through all the studies that they're using to justify this, looking at, you know, the evidence they're presenting, whether or not their claims can be justified given the quality of their evidence, and just sort of showing that, hey, look, these studies only had, you know, 15 people in it, and they're making these claims, or this study was designed in a way that they can't actually make claims of causation, yet they're doing that anyway. So we're trying to expose the, you know, the fraudulent science behind this. You know, we like to say that right now the type of care that's being given, this is, you know, currently consensus-based, but it is not evidence-based. So that's a very important distinction.
Basically, in terms of the trendiness of the non-binary identity, is there evidence that that this is actually more and more common and more popular, a significant percentage of Americans who see themselves as non-binary?
Yeah, it has risen up, and I think the non-binary identity really exposes sort of the ideology behind this, because when someone says they're non-binary, they're not saying that they're intersex, or at least that's not what a lot of them are saying. They're saying that they don't agree with, you know, the extreme stereotypes of masculinity or femininity that is out there, which, you know, that actually probably applies to the vast majority of people. You know, no one, like, it's not like all males out there consider themselves, you know, perfect replicas of G.I. Joe or Randy Macho Man Savage, and not every girl identifies with Barbie, you know, so it's, so to them, and there's even been, you know, in the classroom where they show G.I. Joe and Barbie on one scale, and they show the gender spectrum in the middle, and they say, you know, anyone else between these two poles is non-binary, which is laughable. It wasn't so sad.
I wonder if that will be an episode in the upcoming Barbie movie with Margot Robbie. Colin Wright, appreciate your work. We've been proud to post your column up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The man who opened fire in a Kentucky bank Monday, killing five and injuring several more, had just recently bought the rifle he used in that shooting.
He purchased the weapon used in this tragic incident on yesterday, on April the 4th. He purchased the weapon legally.
Louisville Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel also said the 25-year-old gunman was a current employee at the bank. Police say a shooting outside a funeral home in northeast Washington, D.C. was a targeted attack. The D.C. police chief says four people were shot and one person is dead. That shooting broke out this afternoon outside the Stewart funeral home. According to the CDC, cases of sexually transmitted infections skyrocketed in 2021. Cases jumped by 7% in 1 year to more than 2.5 million. More than half of those reported cases were chlamydia. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, along the lines of what we were just discussing with evolutionary biologist Colin Wright, there's a defense on the part of the marketing department at Bud Light's beer, which has provoked a great deal of controversy by having as a spokesperson a non-binary a spokesmodel. I believe the name is Delana Mulvaney. And this is the defense by the vice president of that company, which is Anheuser-Busch, obviously. And her name is Alyssa Heinerscheid. And this is what she says about the customer base to which she, or maybe it's they, are appealing. Listen, this is clip 7.
Well, I'm a businesswoman. I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light. And it was... This brand is in decline. It's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light. So I had this super clear mandate. It's like we need to evolve and elevate this incredibly iconic brand. And my what I brought to that was a belief in, okay, what does evolve and elevate mean? It means inclusivity. It means shifting the tone. It means having a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter and different and appeals to women and to men.
Mm-hmm.
And representation is at sort of the heart of evolution. You've got to see people who reflect you in the work. And we had this hangover. I mean, Bud Light had been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out of touch humor, and it was really important that we had another approach.
Yeah, how about another approach? Make a better beer. I mean, this is not to be terribly insulting to Bud Light, but the idea that this is this huge surge of fascination with non-binary and transgendered individuals, it seems almost deliberately a tidal wave of reconsideration. Speaking of a tidal wave of reconsideration, the Democrats have announced that Chicago wins. I don't know if they were impacted at all by the results of the mayoral election in Chicago, where the more progressive of the two Democratic candidates who had made it to the runoff, actually, Brandon Johnson is the new mayor of Chicago, the most progressive mayor of Chicago probably in the recent past. Why are they holding their convention in Chicago, Illinois? It had been down to Atlanta versus Chicago. And I think that part of what they're trying to do is Illinois is not in doubt. Illinois is not in play. Georgia certainly would be. But the idea is there are many other state of cities in the Midwest that echo Chicago, follow Chicago, which is the third largest city in the country. And they say in the Washington Post, Democratic leaders have opted for a solid blue city in a Democratic-controlled state late in the summer. But by choosing the nation's third largest city, Democrats hope to highlight the importance of the Great Lakes states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in their electoral coalition. Biden won all four states in 2020, and his advisors see a repeat victory as key to their success in 2024. And when you look at those states and recent elections in those states, other than the victory by Ron Johnson, it was sort of a comeback victory against a very left-leaning candidate, Mandela Barnes, in Wisconsin for U.S. Senate. Ron Johnson won there. But other than that, the results in Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania were not good for conservatives or Republicans in this last election. The Republicans, by the way, are holding our convention first, which is going to be occurring in Milwaukee. And I think that the last time, of course, because of COVID, everything was basically broadcast from one place to another, but I believe that they were trying to make it a Milwaukee-based convention at that time, too. Wisconsin is very crucial with its 10 electoral votes to Republican hopes as well. There is also a statement, and it's a statement by a Reverend Thompson, who actually spoke about the resurrection and the theme of Easter and applied it to the recent effort to restore Congressman Justin Jones, a state representative in Tennessee, representing parts of Nashville, to restore him to the Tennessee state legislature. Does this have a great similarity to the persecution and resurrection of Jesus? Well, you can listen to the good reverend. This is clip six.
When you said watch God work, we witnessed what was really an expulsion during the weekend of the crucifixion. But as we know, truth crushed the earth will rise again. So here is the manifestation of that truth crushed earth, a resurrection. Justin Jones called it that himself. That's exactly what this is. And so people feel jubilant just after, with the scripture says, just after just after being expelled, he has now been restored. The plan is on this Thursday of this week, the Memphis City Council will gather, and they will reinstate Justin Pearson. That is the plan. That is what is before us.
Well, they have reinstated and resurrected both Justins. Justin Jones, Representative Justin Jones, who has already been returned, and Representative Justin Pearson on his way. I believe that his return, pending a special election, which he will clearly win, that his return is actually almost a certainty, even after the special election. There is also a new problem, I mean, as if America doesn't have enough of these, regarding a practice called swatting. And this has nothing to do with fraternities or clubs or sadomasochistic behavior. It actually has to do with illegal, dangerous, sick, and deeply sadistic, not masochistic behavior, with some commentary from CBS with the entire situation to some extent explained or confronted by Chuck Schumer. We will get to that, and also the idea of homeless by choice. Does that ever happen? And we'll be talking about the mental health crisis in America with a new book about the best minds and American madness. We will be getting to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is this awful new practice called swatting. And the FBI, they are reporting that they have no exact statistics on how often swatting occurs. What is it? What swatting means is that that there are false incidents that are phoned in. The incidents, according to the FBI, they first became aware of this practice in 2008, and they've reported that the incidents that have been reported have increased from 400 cases in 2011 to more than 1,000 in 2019. And people are so fascinated, compelled by the incidents of mass shooting, particularly at schools. These are false reports that are phoned in to the FBI and to other local authorities calling for an emergency response when there is no emergency. And, of course, this has to be stopped. And, of course, it should involve prison. And CBS did a news report on swatting, which highlights, for once, it seems to me, the appropriate determination of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer attempting to talk about how to put an end to this very dangerous and loathsome practice. Listen.
So this is serious stuff. So many schools have been victimized by this swatting.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing Monday a three-pronged approach with the FBI to end these threats. Part one, a full-scale investigation into these attacks.
This is too broad. And it's gone all around the country. It's been in Massachusetts and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Part two, a $10 million investment from the federal budget for cybersecurity and IT equipment to better track these crimes and figure out how to stop them. Part three, start tracking and prosecute the people responsible. Troy City Schools Superintendent John Carmelo says this investment will hopefully alleviate the fear and trauma students and staff have been dealing with since.
When you think about the level of fear, the level of desperation, the level of danger in this situation, there's in Wisconsin, Madison County Sheriff Todd Hood is warning about the trend of swatting taking place in schools nationwide. Swatting is an online harassment technique that has an end goal of sending an armed emergency response team to a victim's location. On Tuesday, Canastota High School received such a threat through email, as did Waterville and Frankfort Schuyler school districts. These schools were part of 40 schools statewide that had received such threats through the email. The superintendent, Sean Bassetta, said in a statement that the district contacted Canastota Village Police and allowed a search of the school out of caution. A police presence remained at the school for the rest of the day. They're going to get somebody killed doing this, Hood said, but we need to find out who is behind it. It's difficult because of the many spoofing apps out there. Someone tried to give me a credit card and I said no. They later used a different line to reach me with the same offer. Okay, so there's somebody trying to apply a sense of humor to this. The one thing it seems to me is when Senator Schumer is saying this is serious stuff, who do we count on? We count on the police. And this is one of the many, many, many reasons out there, like the record of shootings and insanity that we have, where clearly one of the things on which Republicans and Democrats and people who are very conservative and people who are very liberal ought to agree, and really do agree, is that one of the things that we clearly need to do is to keep weapons out of the hands of people who are either malevolent or mentally ill. We're going to be talking about the general trend of mental illness and schizophrenia in this country and what it means. We'll be going to talk about that a little bit later. But the notion that just, it was 2020, the whole country was talking about defunding the police. Can you imagine? And it's so obvious that the whole prospect of trying to cut back on policing and trying to discredit law enforcement and people. They're trying to build a new FBI facility, and there's some opposition to it from people who are in the Trump orbit who are very negative on the FBI because of the president's troubled relationship with the FBI. Even after he appointed the new director, got rid of James Comey and appointed Christopher Wray. That is still going on. And the difficulty in dealing with all of these circumstances without a unified effort on every faction to back police and law enforcement, that also means recognizing that we have a court system and an ability to recognize rule of law. Carrie Lake, who only recently has stopped referring to herself as the duly elected governor of Arizona, she lost by some 17,000 votes. But she had an announcement about a new campaign that she is considering. This is clip 13.
I'm seriously considering a run for Senate. Yes, absolutely. Because just because they sold an election, we're so dangerous to them. I'm so dangerous to the status quo in this rotten swamp that they're willing to steal the election to stop me and our movement. I'm not letting them get away with that. We're not going away. And so I am seriously considering a run for Senate. All the polling shows that I would win, not just the primary. The polling is showing I would beat both Kyrsten Sinema and this socialist guy that's running.
Oh, they're the Democrats jumping
in,
right?
Gallego, yeah.
Okay, so that would be certainly one of the most expensive, and it is likely to be a three candidate race because Kyrsten Sinema, the incumbent U.S. senator, former Democrat, has left the Democratic Party, even though she caucuses with the Democrats, and it would be really remarkable to see Ruben Gallego, who is a Marine Corps veteran, combat veteran, and a Democrat representing congressional district in Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, who would be running as an independent, and then Carrie Lake. That would be a campaign that would get lots of attention. Jeremy puts a question on the computer, which is, and where is Meghan McCain? Well, I think she has a new baby, doesn't she? Or a relatively new baby. Again, is probably... who knows that would be the kind of race that she would want to jump into. Certainly, it's Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona would be another potential candidate for a real Republican candidate. Speaking of real Republican candidates, a litany of current and potential 2024 GOP presidential contenders will attend the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition spring kickoff coming up April 22nd. That's in West Des Moines. The list of guests includes Ron DeSantis, of course, Nikki Haley, of course. President Trump will be there. Former Vice President Pence will be there. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Senator Tim Scott. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, which is very newsworthy because why would he be journeying to Iowa just then? Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who's already indicated he is going to be running. The venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, ahead of the Easter egg roll at the White House yesterday, Joe Biden said, I plan on running for re-election. No, he won't be there for the Republican event. There is also a Democratic announcement that outside groups are already targeting Lauren Boebert after she nearly lost her bid for re-election against 2022 nominee Adam Frisch, this in Colorado. Of course you would be a target with an election so close. And more on close elections and the pop depopulation bomb. And more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.